T-minus 1 minute. T-minus 50 seconds. T-minus 40 seconds. T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Zero.
Own it, own it, own it, Kong. I own it, it did.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
Oh, hold on, guys. Hold on, guys. Hold on, guys. Hello. Sorry, y'all, with the stream starting screen. Technical difficulties, but hey, it's Monday. So welcome to Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. And welcome to the WOW Superheroes After Show. Now, of course, I'm your girl, Stephanie Hardy, host and creator of the Hardy Wrestling Podcast, color commentator for the Belladonna Division, Battle Club Pro, and Black Girl Magic 2. And of course, a host of Women's Wrestling Talk. But I am not alone, of course, here to help me talk about and break down the action of what went on WOW Superheroes is, first of all, the amazing super mom, host and creator of In Cat We Trust. She's Katrina Blake. How are you?
That was great. Thank you. I'm good. A little tired, but I am good. Happy to be here with you guys.
Of course. I've actually been waiting all week to do that. if you can tell, because I just love that song. But yeah, I love it. But yeah. And of course, last but certainly not least, we have the fabulous and uber talented host and producer, Miss Emily Mae Heller. How are you?
I am excited to be here. Always a great start to my week. Hang out with my ladies.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's so great to start out talking about women's wrestling during the beginning of the week before Raw comes on and all the other rigmarole of the rest of the wrestling week gets started. It's nice to start off and talk about all this great women's wrestling at the very beginning. So we got to start with this amazing episode. So basically, the episode started with a tag team match, which was starting in this round, of course, to see who's going to move on to the finals of this WOW tag team tournament. And of course, this first match was between Miami Sweet Heat, who have just been on a tear lately. You got the two twins, Lori and Lindsay, facing off against Adriana Gambino and Gigi Gianni. And of course, they made a little bit of an entrance, you know, with an Escalade and everything looking all fabulous or whatnot. And what's so funny is during the commentary, as they were making their entrance, they were making reference to the fact that Gigi is from Texas and Adriana is from New Jersey. And what's so funny is Stephen Dickey on commentary kept, you know, poking fun at AJ because AJ was trying to make him say it like, say New Jersey. But he was just like, oh, yeah, I did say Gigi was from Texas. But Adriana is from where? And he finally said New Jersey. And she said,
I know. That was funny. That made me crack up right off the top on commentary.
I love it.
New Jersey, you know. Katrina knows, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Jersey's okay, I guess.
Yeah, it's funny. She's from
You
New
gotta
York.
say it. You gotta say it loud, okay? Loud and proud.
Yeah, so you know, they have their thing, but I understand that pride because I'm from Alabama. And if it's one thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna rep Alabama, I'm gonna rep Birmingham 205 all day, every day. So I totally get it. And then, of course, you had Miami Sweet Heat, you know, coming to the fold with their beautiful Miami Dolphins colored gear and everything, representing Miami, still calling themselves a Magic City, even though that's Birmingham, but it's okay. So this match was really good. I enjoyed this match very much so. You saw some of the best, of course, you saw the best of what these teams had to offer. You got to see Miami Sweet Heat and their technical abilities as a tag team, you know, sort of utilizing their bodies as weapons in order to hit their opponents. And then, of course, they were isolating them, their opponents, and everything. But Gigi and Adriana did a fantastic job in this match, too. You saw a lot of great hard hitting stuff from Gigi. And then from Adriana, you saw like all kinds of impressive things. Like she hit like a leg drop, but it was into a split, utilizing those long legs and everything. But it seemed like for the chunk for a huge chunk of the match, Miami Sweet Heat really had control of the entire thing. But like I said, Adriana and Gigi really did try their best. But in the end, it was that tag team continuity and that and you know their intelligence that really wound up, you know, playing a factor into the victory of Miami Sweet Heat, and they went ahead and won the match, and now they have qualified for the finals in the tag team tournament. So, ladies, starting with Katrina, how did you feel about this match, and how do you feel about Miami Sweet Heat going into the finals?
Not surprised. Honestly, I did think, as I've said, there were some interesting other tag teams that we have seen throughout this tournament, but there's something to be said about siblings. There's something to be said about sisters, and I feel like that's what they have. And you know what I said about Tonga twins, same thing. You have a vibe with your family. You have a vibe with your person. Like you could have a good vibe with your team. Not this is again. Not we've seen plenty of tag teams. They're not related that have the such a good like chemistry that works so well. But there's something to be said about the siblings. You know, you think of like the Hardys, like siblings working together. And so I'm actually wasn't surprised at all. And there were times, you know, where it looked like maybe, but I was like, but I feel like they'll pull it off at the end. And they did. And so I'm actually not surprised that they are the ones. I thought it would be between the two. Honestly, I still think the Tonga twins are taking it, but I think it's gonna be like it's gonna be a good match. Because again, you're gonna have sisters versus sisters, and I feel like that's gonna be like pretty awesome. But yeah, I was not surprised at all. I thought it was a really good open. I even like that this tag team with Gigi and I like because they're so like bougie. And you know, normally sometimes bougie people do the most. And so, but it's like it's okay coming from them. Like I'm not too agitated with it coming from them, and I like that. And so you got like a Southern Texas usually like Southern Belle type style type like bougie, and then you got like maybe I don't want to say Jersey Shore because I don't know if they were like more irritating than bougie, but you know what I mean, like those upper like uppity a bit. And so that's the vibe you kind of get from that team, and I feel like they work well together being both like that. But at the end of the day, my you know they the sisters they came with it, and I'm not surprised. I think it's going to be a really interesting finals, honestly, because I felt like these were going to be the two teams. That's exactly what happened. I felt that like from the very beginning. I was like, yeah, I don't I would be very surprised if they don't go this route. And so I'm really interested to see who's actually going to come out with the titles. But I wasn't surprised at all with this matchup, it being the winner, being who it was.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I really agree with all of those points. So, Emily, how did you feel about the outcome?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we saw so many interesting matchups and tag teams throughout this tournament. I think there was some surprises leading up to this moment. But I think you know, I'm not like, I'm, you know, I'm kind of with Katrina here where I'm not completely surprised because again, they have such a good connection as tag team partners that it just makes sense for them to move on to the finals. You know, but I think it's going to be interesting to see in the finals if they can pull out all the stops for, you know, to be crowned champions. And I'm, you know, I also am trying to see if there might be, you know, because there was a little, you know, there's been interferences and things like that, some little tricky moments throughout this tournament where we're, and some surprises, some curveballs. And so I don't know if we're going to get any of those leading into the finals. Because I think there's still some tricks up certain people's sleeves, perhaps.
Yeah, it really might be some tricks up certain people's sleeves. But yeah, it's just that when you have, you know, a team that just has such great chemistry, like Katrina said to the whole twin family thing, it's just like they know each other's steps and they know each other's moves. So it's just like, it was kind of hard to imagine them not winning, but it would have been a huge upset if Adriana and Gigi had won because they did have, you know, really strong, like a really strong showing in this match. So either way, I was very impressed with both of these ladies, but I am really glad that Miami Sweet Heat is going forward in the finals. And I really do hope, like I really do hope that the Tonga Twins are going to be, you know, the main ones to face off against. Like, I'm really excited.
Yeah. Do we think like the Tonga Twins are going to take it though?
I say yes, but go ahead.
Because again, we got that, like, you know.
I think it's going to be a good matchup. I truly do. I think this is going to be the test of what sisters work the best, what sisters can outsmart the others the best. But I do think the Tonga Twins, I feel like they have a bit of a toughness, a little more, that gives them a bit of an edge, in my opinion. So I'm going with the Tonga Twins.
Yeah, I'm going with the Tonga Twins as well. Like, could you imagine a long time ago if in their prime you could have heard, like, maybe seen, like, the Hardys versus the Steiner Brothers or something like that? Like, that would be crazy. Like, just thinking about all the siblings and stuff. Oh, we got a guest. We have TK in the comments saying hi, hello. But yes, I'm really excited about what this tournament is going to give. But moving forward in the match, to our next match rather, we had one of our favorites, Commander Sahara Spars, in her second WOW match against the Bougie, speaking of Bougie, Penelope Pink with her, I guess you could say mentor, Lana Starr. They came out there with really bad intentions, like really ugly intentions in this match. And what I will say is this though, like Commander Sahara Spars really did, you know, put up a really great fight against these two, but I'm just gonna like address it full on and just give a repeat of what happened. So basically, Penelope Pink and Sahara started with a traditional lockup, but then there was a point where Penelope knocked Sahara down, and then she even disrespected her by stepping on her back, by walking over her, and then doing a mock salute. And I'm just looking like, how dare you be this disrespectful to this woman who was literally a full-on officer? And they even made mention of it on commentary when they did that special on Sahara Spars, how the Coast Guard actually, you know, opened up their facilities to let them, you know, so let her tell her story there. So it's really clear that they were telling that story and giving her her respect and her just due. But Penelope Pink wasn't doing that in this match. And she was doing all kinds of dirty things. Like, you, of course, you saw her athleticism on display with her submission work and a lot of her kicks and stuff. But in the midst of that, she was just being disrespectful by scratching Sahara's face with those nails and everything, even scratching her back. And what was even worse was every time the referee was distracted with something that Penelope Pink was doing, it was always Lana Starr who was outside in, like, who was outside trying to like yank on Sahara Spars' arms and mushing her face and everything. And I was like, ref, what are you doing? It was like, this referee was just being like, was not being, you know, his best self when it was coming to calling this match. And then it came to a boiling point where Sahara even like tried to reach for Lana, and Lana was like, no, don't reach me, don't do this, and all this other stuff. But she even had the upper hand at one point, but then at another point, there was one, she hit her finisher on her, and then she interfered and basically pulled Sahara off of Penelope, and Penelope was really happy about this. So in the end, she hit her finisher onto Sahara's bars for the win. But the referee did not call a DQ for that interference. And this caused a lot of controversy on commentary and also online too, because they were just like, look, like in real life or in other places in wrestling, when someone interferes on your behalf in terms of like in-ring action, you would get disqualified. So why is it that referee didn't disqualify Penelope Pink in that instance and then allowed for her to have that opening to win the match? That was a win that she did not deserve. But Katrina, how did you feel about this outcome?
I was annoyed. I sometimes referees do shenanigans, and I like either in person if I'm at a show, or I'm like, so how are we not seeing the same thing, ref? And yes, since like that plays part of the storyline where the ref magically can't see certain things happening, and you kind of try to give it a pass. But in this regard, he looked directly at her when it happened and didn't say anything. So I'm like, dude, you watched it happen. You made a little comment, but that should have been the cue right there to be like, okay, well, this match is over, or something. But he kind of just like let it happen. And in the turn of him letting it happen multiple times, but that last one, I was like, all right, like, bro, come on. Like, how did you not see this? Like, you looked at it and made a comment and still didn't acknowledge it happening. And so by that point, I was like, all right. And I felt like Ciara was robbed because of that, because it's like, you know, she had, like, there was moments like, she was really given, like, when she pulled her back into the middle of the ring, and I'm carrying with it all the time. I still love me the deck, so I'm like, yes, they'll allow them to get to the room. You bring them right back to the middle of the ring. I feel like that's super awesome ring psychology when people do that. And so she moved her back either way when she had the STFU on her. And still, there was all those shenanigans happening, and the referee was like, yeah, well, maybe we should end the match. It was just like, oh, okay, well, blah, blah, blah. And then she got to get a win over nonsense that was interference after interference after interference. So I was a little annoyed by that. But at last time, I was really like talking a lot of smack to the ref when I saw, because I was like, bro, you had one job. How do you not react properly to this? And now she has that loss, and it wasn't like she took the loss cleanly, you know? And so I was a little annoyed by that. I felt like Sarah definitely had it if that didn't happen. And it was like multiple interference. You saw her a few times, like kind of poke her head out of the ring. Like, what do you do? Like, you know, kind of jarring at a lot. And so I didn't understand why the ref like looked at that and then didn't respond correctly. And so this is one of those times where I'm like, I know I'm not a referee, but bro, you like, unless magically you went blind at that moment, we saw the same thing. Why did you not stop? Like, why was there no disqualification? And so I was glad that that was mentioned. Because I'm like, okay, I thought you're gonna ignore like other wrestling shows like that. Like, we like come on, ref. So I was a little annoyed. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, come on. And it's unfortunate. And so I'm gonna assume maybe this would be a little thing of feud with them now, because it wasn't like a legit like clean loss. It's like she lost it because of the interference and the referee probably not doing his job properly.
So Katrina, I had a moment too during this moment where I was like yelling at the ref, like I get into it, right? Like when I'm watching it, I get into it, and I'm like yelling at the ref, like, come on, right? Like, if you're not paying attention, if you're not giving the right calls, if you're not interfering in the right way, and or something else is happening, like the ref is in charge of keeping things, you know, in the ring, you know, on the rails, you could say, right? You got to keep the train on the tracks, right? And this was a moment where I'm like, what is the ref doing? And the refs have been very good, you know, in most of the episodes, but this was the first time where I'm like really, you know, was really kind of upset with the outcome, because they didn't follow the rules of the DQ. There was like a just really like messy moment here where it's like, what? Like, this is a chance for a wrestler to step in and like change the outcome of a match. And obviously we saw this happen. And Katrina, to your point, there could be some underlying issues here or some feud here, building some other, you know, frustrations. Cause like, I would be frustrated if it was like, I got the win, but then it didn't happen. Like, you know, I think it was an interesting moment. So for me, like as an audience member watching, I was like, wait, what's happening? And it just kind of, it frustrated me for everyone kind of involved and just watching, because it's like, you gotta follow the rules. rule follower here.
Exactly. Like, I'm a rule follower too. And honestly, when it comes to stuff like that, especially the caliber of performers that these women are, they deserve to have a straight up match that has like a straight up ending. And the idea that Lana Starr kept interfering and then actually had the audacity to interfere like that, it was just kind of like, I was just like, how dare you? Like, do you not trust your client? Do you not trust like your mentee to be able to actually perform to the best of her ability and not like think and not cheat? Like, what is wrong with you? And then it just makes me upset because it felt like Commander Sahara was on such a good, you know, trajectory. And then the fact that this is our first time seeing her in weeks and then she loses this way, like it was an ending that just wasn't, you know, worth the caliber of these athletes. Like, it just made me upset. I was really upset about that, and I hate it had to end that way. But I am hoping that at some point there will be a rematch between these two, because I really believe that the commander had her number. So, but you know, Penelope Pink got the win for now. But here's hoping that they will get a rematch. And of course, we got a shout out from Wrestling Realm, Brian H. Waters. What's up, sweetheart? Yeah. So that's great. That's great. But yeah, I just hate that Penelope Pink won that way. But that's just how it goes, I guess.
It goes, so, but it's gonna cause some heat for later, for sure. There's gonna be some. It's not over here, you know. There's definitely some more to be continued.
Yeah, definitely. So the next match that took place, there was actually some backstage stuff that took place before that leads into this match. We had the Disciplinarian and Samantha Smart, you know, talking amongst themselves backstage. And to a certain degree, the Disciplinarian looked a little bit lost as she was speaking with Samantha Smart. And then she gets confronted by Miss Jessie Jones, who, like I said a few weeks ago, is like a dog with a bone when it comes to this tag team tournament thing. She confronted Samantha Smart for not turning in that paperwork to give them a place in the tournament yet again. And she said she filled it out and did it herself and basically forced the Disciplinarian to be, you know, her partner again. To face off against Randy Rara and Coach Campanelli. So now they're in this tournament again and they're fighting, you know, I guess sort of like a wild card thing is the best way I can describe it. To, I guess, make their way back in the tournament or just back in title contention or whatever. So it led to them to having the match between, like I said, Randy Rara and Coach Campanelli, who are an unlikely duo, but then at the same time, it's like they do go together. But I'll talk a little bit more about, you know, how they interacted with each other towards the end. This match was relatively good. You got to see more of the Disciplinarian's power on display in the match, as well as Jessie Jones and all of her madness going on. But here again, you can't really discount Randy Rara. And I feel like a lot of people do that just because she's a cheerleader, just because she's peppy, and you just can't do that. So she had a great showing here in this match. But Jessie Jones here again was still fighting tooth and nail to try to win. And even Samantha Smart tried to get involved somehow. But towards the end, Randy Rara and Coach Campanelli wound up winning the match as Coach blew her whistle and then distracted Jessie. And then they covered up for the win. And that's how the match ended. So, but after the match ended, we had a little bit of an interview with David McClain trying to get an understanding of Randy Rara and the coach. And for every question that David McClain was trying to ask Coach Campanelli, it's like, well, not Coach, but for every question that he was trying to ask to Randy, the coach kept answering on behalf of her. And it was almost like Randy didn't even have a chance to really speak for herself. And that's something that kind of irritates me as a person. It's just like, no, like if this person has the capability to speak for themselves, let them speak for themselves. Like, don't speak for them. You're acting like she's a child. Like, I understand you're a coach and everything, but I just don't need you to take this coach thing a little bit too seriously. Because even in football, like when it comes to ESPN and Fox News and all and Fox Sports and stuff like that, like they let the players speak for themselves. It's not always the coach doing all the speaking. So for her to to be speaking for Randy Rara, it was just a little bit off-putting. Like, she had, like, only a little bit to say in comparison to, like, everything that Coach had to say. And that irritated me. So they wound up winning, but here again, there's, like, this tension involved with them already. So, Katrina, how did you feel about this match, and how do you feel about the pairing of Randy and the coach in light of this?
I wasn't surprised, considering, again, there was some I think I want to say 2 weeks ago when they kind of had interacted off this group in the first place. And I, so you have somebody who's like a cheerleader and you have somebody who's a coach, and, you know, and you think of like athletics, you think of sports or even a cheer squad where it's literally all cheering, which is actually like that can be very competitive as well. There's a coach. And so for me, that the pairing wasn't like too far. I'm like, okay, this makes sense. You got somebody who's coaching, you got a person who can, you know, chair, but apparently knows how to wrestle as well. This, it works. And so I was okay with the pairing. I thought Randy really shined in this match. I was a little confused though with the Jesse and the disciplinarian pairing, only because I felt like Jesse truly really wasn't feeling like, I just felt like she wasn't feeling her tag team partner. There was moments where she probably could have stopped certain things and she chose not to. She's just like, yeah, I'll just bluff back. And then when she decided to kind of step in, it was a little too late, and I was really lost by if you were truly trying to get yourself back into being in contention for a tag title, why was this your reaction? It was like a lot of bickering on the side. I was truly surprised, actually, that there wasn't some real interference either from the, you know, the disciplinarian's you know, manager. Like, she was there, but she actually didn't interfere. Like, the most she said was she jarred a bit at the audience when they first came out, but she didn't really like really get herself involved. And I was a little surprised by that as well, because at some point it actually, Randy really had disciplinary all over the ring. And I was like, okay, it's a little odd because the disciplinarian has some height to her. And she didn't really use it as much as she probably could have. Like, she probably could have done some stuff with her height advantage against, like, Randy's a little bit more quicker, but she has size. And I didn't see her really use that. And so that threw me off a little bit as well. And so I don't know if this was like because they kind of had a little bit of an agreement a few weeks ago that it was like, okay, we'll just throw this together. But it didn't seem like they worked well. And there's been, so I feel like, I don't know if this is going to be the end of the line for Jesse, considering she wanted to become tag champion again. But it's like, well, we got the finals now. So unless you interfere and ruin that for them, like, you're pretty much now, this has to be done. And I felt like the urgency she might have had, like, the first time we saw her when she took on two people by herself to prove, like, I don't even need a partner. That urgency she had that very first time was lacking. And I was a little surprised by that because it was like, you was, like, trying to prove your point that first time. You took on, like, two people, like, I don't even need a tag partner to prove to you I deserve to be here. And then this time you had somebody trying to help. And then it was just like you wasn't really on the same page or you didn't want to be on the same page. And that kind of threw me off only because it seemed so different than the urgency she's been displaying weeks before this, as in trying to get herself really back into this tournament. And so that kind of threw me off. But otherwise, I think Randy particularly really shined in this match.
Yeah. I mean, Katrina, I think you hit the point that I was going to make, was that I actually liked the disciplinarian and Jesse together. But you're right that Jesse, you know, has been picking these opponents, right, to kind of insert herself back into this tournament. And I feel like the agency and kind of full-on, like, force that she brought and energy she brought in the beginning, I feel like her ego kind of got in the way in these later matches where she's like, you know what, I'm going to have everyone kind of do the work for me in a sense, where she's like, it's okay.
Definitely.
I'm so cool. I've been here for a while. Like, I can have other people, even though the disciplinarian's been around for a long time too. I feel like she kind of overestimated her opponents. And so her ego got in the way a little bit. And that caused kind of Randy Rara to, like, kind of shine a little bit more and have that moment to shine. So I think there might be some interference in the finals. I feel like maybe it turns into kind of a, you know, maybe it's a Jesse comes in with an opponent we haven't seen yet and it's a three-way match or something. I don't know. I think it's I think the match overall was really great, but I feel like Jessie needs to get her steam back, right? She was very frustrated, very angry at the end of this match. You could see her just not happy. But it's like, how can she you know, how else is she gonna prove to the other like WoW superheroes like what she can do if she doesn't like push herself further?
Yeah, it is kind of hard because it's like you guys said, it's just like a lot of this from the beginning has just been Jessie trying to prove that she can win. Like, it was almost like she was trying to do like a one woman show kind of deal. Like, if she couldn't find a partner, then she was going to do all of this herself. You know, she had a little bit of a bravado to her, like as if she just kept trying to like, oh, well, I'm going to do this. 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 And it was almost to the point to where she didn't even want to be like a team player. Like, there's no mm-hmm. I in team. And yep. And she just kept focusing, you know, on herself. And when you tend to only focus on yourself, it just basically proves that any level of communication that you would think that you are obligated to with your partner, you're not going to get, because it's clear that you don't respect them. So, and you can even tell that she doesn't respect them because she just, you know, swaggered in and basically said, oh, well, I have this application, you need to come with me, blase blah. And I feel like all of that has basically come back to haunt her in this sense. And considering Miami Sweet Heat is in the finals, and then the Tonga Twins are more than likely going to go to the finals as well, and then you also have Randy and the coach, you know, mm-hmm. in there somehow, like, you just, like, it just seems like there really is, you know, not much of a place for her anymore.
I mean, there might be room for one more, who knows, but I don't know I don't know who else would team up with her that A would make sense, and B that would put up with her, with kind of her attitude, because she doesn't treat her partners very well, it seems, in the ring. There's not, like you said, Stephanie, there's not that like partnership that you need in a true tag team. I feel like she is in it for herself, but she has that like championship mentality. So sometimes you got to go in it to win it, right? But she wants to win it by herself, but needs someone at the same time.
Yeah, but I also feel like maybe there'll be a surprise. Like, maybe her older partner, like maybe her old partner could come back at some point. Like, you just never know. Like, in the world of WoW, like, there are just so many surprises. But either way, Jessie Jones is out again. her and the disciplinarian did not qualify, so Randy Rara and the coach wound up winning. But here again, there's still the underlying tension that Randy and the coach have, because the coach was doing all the speaking for her, and I'm pretty sure that she's not going to take too kindly to that as they matriculate as partners. So before the main event took place, we got a little bit of a segment, you know, introducing us to the superhero Wrecking Ball. And when I saw Wrecking Ball, the first thing I thought about was, number one, Mad Max Fury Road. And number two, what would happen if you combine Taya Valkyrie with steampunk Becky Lynch? Like, that's what she reminded me of in the most beautiful way possible.
Yeah.
And she's just this powerhouse of a woman. And it just seems like she really does, you know, she doesn't really like to focus a lot on society's, you know, needs and stuff like that. Like, she likes the bare bones of stuff, right? So that's kind of what, you know, her motivation is. And she does hope to be a dominant champion. And so she went ahead and made her debut and faced off against the fearsome Reyna Del Rey in this main event. And of course, Reyna Del Rey had a lot to say, considering she did lose, you know, her championship opportunity or her match against the Beast and also Tormenta. So in the midst of all of this, you know, she cut a promo talking about, you know, that she would face anybody, you know, in the locker room that, you know, wants to fight against her. And this is where Wrecking Ball came out. And this was a very powerhouse, a very short, but powerful match between these two. Like, you had a lot of hard hits and stuff. Like, they were just kneeing each other, like pounding each other with their forearms and elbows and everything. And the fight just got so intense that they started to fight out in the, like, from all around the ring to around commentary, to the point to where David McClain and the crew were afraid of their safety. And then they also finally fought out into the audience of the Globe Theater. So it was a very fearsome fight. And as they fought out into the Globe audience, that was really where the match ended. It just ended with them fighting and they had to sign off. So we don't know if they maybe continued fighting after the cameras went off, or if they had to stop, or if referees and security had to come and break them up, if they got to fighting out in the concession stand. We don't know what went on. So I guess we gotta wait.
We're in a food fight, Stephanie. I'm wanting a full-on food fight, fighting that catering.
Right. Like, I guess we gotta wait and see.
At this concession.
Right, like we just gotta wait and see. Maybe they went in the parking lot like they like to do.
I don't know, like he's gonna continue into next episode, like a full-on street fight, like they're in the streets of Hollywood.
Right, that would be pretty sick. But Emily, how did you feel about this, you know, match out, even though it was short?
I mean, I think this was a great introduction to the Wrecking Ball, because like, what's better to have someone come in and you know, kind of put someone on their feet, right? Because Reina Del Rey has been coming in, has been very dominant, wants that championship title, wants to try to, you know, has been showcasing her talents and, you know, bringing in a newcomer to kind of take the edge off a little bit, kind of shake things up, I think is really good. And I really liked this moment. I feel like it was really creative. We haven't really had something that kind of threw us off like this. In a big way. So this was really fun. I'm excited to kind of see where it goes from here. Again, does it continue? Because I want more of this, because it was a little bit more gritty. It's a little bit more outside of like TV style wrestling, where you know, they're going all over the place. They're not just in the ring. And so I don't know, I like it. It's messy and fun and breaks apart what we've seen so far.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. It was really gritty and very hard hitting. And I appreciate seeing that, you know, in WOW. It was a very diverse type of match that I really enjoyed. So Katrina, how did you feel about this match and the encounter of it, you know, spilling over into the end of the show, into the audience?
Kind of sad that it didn't really go longer than it did, because I know Wrecking Ball from other like promotions, and so I was actually very hyped for this debut, and I was aware that there would be a debut. I just wasn't sure when we were gonna get it, and so I was like yes, okay, we were finally getting it. And so you have somebody dominant like Wrecking Ball in general, usually very dominant in every promotion she's in. And you mentioned like Mad Max, and I believe at one point Wrecking Ball has tagged with Max in other promotions, and so super badass, like dominant team whenever they're together. And so I was hyped for this. And you have, you know, unfortunately the Beast's out on an injury. We're not really sure what's happening. And so what do you do now with somebody who had the feud with Beast? And so you have somebody else that comes that could be dominant, if not, you know, just as dominant or more dominant. We don't know. I did like the aspect of it going into the ring. I liked the standoff, considering like Wrecking Ball, for purposes of WOW, is a new face for Rena. And so to have that whole like, well, I'm not really afraid of you either. I liked the stare off. I thought that was done well. And again, I like that it even spilled out. I mean, I'm not usually a fan all the time of it. Always go, depending if it works for the match, I'm okay with it being in the audience. And I don't think you should do that often. But I was okay with it being there, because it was like, well, we're too dominant for the ring right now. Let's pull this out this way. It's just unfortunate we don't know what happened. Like, did it just end? Would they have a random like thing next week? Like, oh, well, off air, this is what happened. Would they said, because it spilled out the ring, are we going to get a rematch? I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. And so it's unfortunate we don't know what was going on after the cameras went off air. But
yeah, and I
just think that if we did, it would have been like a super awesome, like, I felt like it would have been really hard to tell who would have won out of the two.
Yeah, and Stephanie, I love your description of Wrecking Ball that you made earlier in the introduction, because I'm like, oh, now I totally see it. Because I was trying to pinpoint, like, why is my brain, like, melding this look together in my head? And I think you described it perfectly.
Yeah, because that's just what she reminded me.
Like, oh, this is totally, like, steampunk, and yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes I just feel like steampunk Becky Lynch just lives in my head rent-free, because that was just a really specific, like, really cool style that she had. Now, I know she'll probably, you know, won't go back to that, but that's just, it was just, like, so so cool back then. And so to see that, and then to see also, you know, Taya Valkyrie thrown in there as well. You know, when you mesh them together, you get Wrecking Ball. And it's just, I really enjoyed seeing her. And I can't wait to see, you know, what came of that fight after the show went off. Yeah, like it was just really interesting, but basically that was the end of WOW. So I just want to thank you guys, you know, in the comments who did, you know, pop in and say a couple of things. We had one comment I know I didn't mention. Latanya basically said, do you think Jesse will either, I guess this means like, will she fight like in the singles competition? And who do you think she would win? I'm not sure what that was saying, but I feel like Jessie would fare better in the singles competition simply because she's very single-minded and she's not partner-minded at all. So yeah, she would be great in the singles division when it comes to WOW, but you just have to see where everything goes, because she might still try to, you know, insert herself in the tag title tournament. You just never know. So yeah, it's just crazy stuff. But thank you all of you who watched on Twitch and on YouTube and on Facebook. Thank you guys for watching. Like I said, we're here every Monday at 7 Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time to talk about WOW Superheroes, which you can watch on different affiliates from CBS on the weekend. But thank you, ladies, of course, for joining me on this Monday to talk about WOW Superheroes. So let's just start with Katrina and say and just tell us where they can find you and what you've got going on.
I can be found on most social media platforms and Cat We Trust, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, EZ3. I was just in the Bronx. I did some backstage correspondence, got an actually really cool interview that I will post soon. I just have to kind of edit all the footage. Long story about the camera. So I kind of recorded interviews on my cell phone, and so I have to kind of go through all that. I haven't done that yet. Again, I'm sleeping most of this weekend. But I got a really cool interview, and I was happy. I was like, holy crap, this is an interview that I didn't think I was going to get today. And so I got that interview. And so if you do have Title Match Network, the actual show is on there. So definitely go check that out this Friday. It will be on my YouTube channel as well, but in the across the pond, it my panel, which made its way to MCM Birmingham, will be there featuring me, myself, and Stephanie and other fabulous ladies that was also with me previously at New York Comic Con. And so the panel will be airing there on the main stage in the UK. And so it's still like, oh my God, that's happening. And then hopefully I'm just trying to get more stuff on my channel. It's getting slacked. And I do have an announcement which will happen this week. I was waiting for the last confirmation I got this morning. And so I will be making an announcement and a bunch of announcements simultaneously this week. I'm super happy about. So yeah, that's what's going on my head.
Yay, yay. And lastly, tell everyone where you can find you, Emily May.
Yeah, you guys can follow all of my wrestling adventures and cooking adventures at Emily May Heller on all of my social platforms. And I have some new shows and some new interviews coming out and some fun content. So just follow me on all platforms and you'll see it when it goes live.
Awesome. And know that you can follow me, your girl Stephanie Hardy, on Instagram and Twitter at Queen Steph Hardy. And know that you can listen to the Hardy Wrestling Podcast everywhere you get your shows. I'm still on hiatus because I'm still working on the direction of season 5 of the show and just trying to figure out, you know, how creatively and visually how it can be better. So basically just listen to the older episodes if you have a mind to, because they are really good. But you can also catch me on Women's Wrestling Talk here today and then Thursday on the NXT After Show and Fridays on the SmackDown and Rampage After Show. And like Katrina said, I will be with her on the MCM Comic Con Birmingham panel this Friday at 11 a.m. for them. So please check that out if you're there. And I'm really happy to be a part of it with other amazing women of color in wrestling. And there's more stuff on the way. So yeah, just continue to support us and also support Women's Wrestling Talk. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at WWTalkPod. Check out our website at WWTalkPod.com, where you can check out our articles and our various interviews and our merchandise as well, and our articles written by our amazing writers team. Please check those out, and also check out my articles too, as well, and just continue to just support the brand. Follow us on Twitch and YouTube. Subscribe to us on YouTube and click the bell so you can get notified of all of our videos, and follow us on Facebook as well. So yeah, just continue to support us, support the brand, and just continue to love on women's wrestling, because dang it, we deserve it. So with that in mind, this is Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. And until next time, bye y'all. Bye.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.